Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schröder is trying to explain the humiliating defeat his Social Democratic Party suffered yesterday in two state elections. Since winning re-election 4 months ago, Schröder's popular stand against a war with Iraq has been overshadowed by dissatisfaction with his handling of the economy, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Chancellor Schröder was not on the ballot since these were state elections, but these votes were the first since Schröder won re-election last September and were largely seen as a chance for people to weigh in on what he's been doing since. They don't seem to like it. Schröder's Social Democratic Party was kicked out of power in Lower Saxony, where Schröder was born and where he was premier before jumping into national politics. Schröder blamed the loss not on bad policies, but on bad communication.
Das Präsidium hat heute eine erste Einschätzung.
In our meeting today, he said, we discussed why the Social Democrats failed in this election. I believe we did not make our plans for economic reform clear enough to the voters. Our party wasn't unified in its message. The Christian Democratic Union, Germany's more conservative major party, won enough votes in the neighboring state of Hesse to form a government without a coalition partner. These elections will also solidify the Christian Democrats' hold on power in Germany's upper house of parliament, making it very difficult for Schröder's Social Democrat Green Party coalition to pass national legislation without CDU endorsement. That could affect a range of important issues. German legislators are trying to write a new immigration law, for example, a very controversial subject. And the economy is in the doldrums. Leading Christian Democrat Edmund Stoiber ran against Schröder and lost in September. Now he says his party will use this election to force change in German policy, domestic and foreign.
Diese Wahlniederlagen sind natürlich nicht alleine mit Landespolitik zu erklären, sondern
this defeat is not simply local politics, Stoiber said. It's a consequence of the Chancellor breaking the promises he made after winning the federal election, and he must answer to that. After the election, Schröder raised some taxes and struggled as unemployment climbed to record highs. He did make good on one promise from the September election to firmly oppose any military intervention in Iraq. But pollster Manfred Gruner warns Schröder spent too much time on that issue in this election. Germans support Schröder's stance on Iraq, he says, but want progress on difficult but important social and economic reforms.
Mitte der 90er Jahre, die Menschen Reformen erwarten auch.
In the mid-1990s, the German people knew that social reforms would be necessary, and they expected them to happen. At that point, they chose the Social Democrats, thinking they could get the job done. And now they're very disappointed because Schröder's party proceeded too slowly, lost the people's trust, and left them disappointed.
Before the election, the Chancellor dismissed speculation he would resign if the vote went against him. Political analyst Peter Löscher says it's possible Schröder could recover.
Probably will come back. There is a high volatility among the electorate. And when you look a few years back, the Christian Democratic Union was really down all the way. Now they have come back. And the next federal elections will be in 3.5 years. So there's enough time for Schröder to come back. He is very ambitious. He is very power oriented.
For now, though, his political opponents have gained significant authority. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.